Following a 2-0 shutout loss last night, they're all looking to get back on track with just two games to clinch a spot in the California League postseason. Coming up next, it is game two of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. And we return to Lone Mart Field, the home of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, the single-A affiliate of the L.A. Dodgers. And in last night's ball game, the Rawhide shut out 2-0, a combined five hits in yesterday's ball game. Rancho was the first team to get on the board in yesterday's ball game, and it came from one of the two hits from Rancho in yesterday's ball game. It was a solo home run from Cameron Decker, his 10th of the season. Then in the bottom half of the sixth inning, Rancho attack on another run. Elijah Hainline, a leadoff walk. And then two batters later, Zaire Hope with a ground out over to first base would give the Quakes a 2-0 lead, and the Rawhide would never be able to get on the board in yesterday's ball game despite their three hits. But a really nice pitching performance yesterday from Rawhide pitching. Nate Savino, five innings of work, one hit and one earned run, five strikeouts as well. That five innings of work tied the longest outing of the year for Savino. It would also be the most strikeouts in his professional career. And then the former Baylor Bear, Mason Marriott, appeared in the ballgame. Three innings of work, one hit and one earned run as well. Three strikeouts in yesterday's ballgame. So Visalia, eight punchouts. Meanwhile, for Rancho, a team that combined for 10 strikeouts through four different pitchers, including Eric Swan, who started off the ballgame, five strikeouts. That was his career high in strikeouts. And then it was Evan Shaw who came into the ballgame in his second appearance in a Quakes uniform. The former Kansas Jayhawk came in and shut the door on the Rawhide, an inning and two-thirds innings of work, and received his first professional save. So final score last night, 2-0. Joselyn Gonzalez received the win. He improved to 5-1. Meanwhile, Nate Savino fell to 0-4. And then Evan Shaw picked up his first save, still a 0.0 ERA in his first two appearances. We'll get ready to step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings and the out-of-town scoreboard as we get you ready for Game 2 of this six-game series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for game two of this six-game series. But before we get underway, we have to go through the California League standings. We're in the South. Lake Elsinore, a two-game lead over Visalia. They are 37-24, winners of their last two games. For the Rawhide, they're 64-62, and a two-game lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Third place is the Quakes, 63-62 overall, 33-28 here in the second half. They're four games back, but just need to overcome that two-game deficit if they want to find a way to make it back to the California League postseason. Meanwhile, fourth place, Inland Empire, 56-70 overall, but in the second half, they are 31-30. All four teams in the California League South have a above 500 record. Meanwhile, up in the north, San Jose, the California North second half champ winners, they are 34-27. Pima on second, the Modesto Nuts 28-33. They were the first half winners, so they clinched the California League postseason. In third place, the Fresno Grizzlies 65-61 overall, 27-34 here in the second half. 7 games back out of playoff contention, along with the Stockton Ports for 19-42. Talking about the California League, we'll get ready to look at the out-of-town scoreboard, where it'll be Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire getting ready to do battle here on this Wednesday night. And then at 6:50, about 20 minutes after we get underway, it'll be Fresno and San Jose. And then lastly, out at John Thurman Field, it'll be Modesto and Stockton. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out at the high A level. They're getting ready to get underway against Tri-City. Meanwhile, in double A, the Midland Rockhounds currently have a 4-1 lead over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. At the AAA level, the Reno Aces and El Paso Chihuahuas are currently getting warmed up as we speak. And then for the Arizona Diamondbacks, they'll be facing off against the San Francisco Giants, coming off an 8-7 win last night at Oracle Park. Tonight, starting pitchers for Visalia, it'll be the southpaw Wilkin Prades, 5-5 this year with a 5.80 ERA. You look at his last five starts, they've all been at least 5 innings at work. Meanwhile, Hussung Jong will be on the mound for the Quakes. He's 0-1 with a 2.61 ERA. Last time he faced off against Visalia was at Valley Strong Ballpark. 7 strikeouts in that ballgame. He looked really good through 3 innings of work. Paredes, Jung, the starting pitchers for tonight's ballgame for game 127 of 131. They're all just 2 more wins needed to clinch a spot in the postseason for the first time since 2019. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Visalia Ride, the ride on Facebook. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineup and first pitch coming up right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Game 2, Visalia Rancho, it's coming up next. Enjoy the game, everybody.
BRD Pro.
left to go in the season. Two more wins needed for the Rawhide to clinch a spot in the postseason. But right on their tails is the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joe Gonzalez with you here on this Wednesday night. Last night, a 2-0 win for Rancho Cucamonga. One of the best pitching and defensive games of the year that Visalia has had to face off against. The Rawhide offense will look to get a little bit more tonight. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off is Yancel Luis. He's back in the lineup for the first time since Thursday of last week. At the two spot is Christopher Torin. He was the leadoff batter in last night's ball game. Demetrio Crisantes returns to the lineup. He'll bat third. Then it'll be Angel Ortiz at the cleanup spot. Drew Jones will bat fifth. And then it'll be Kenny Castillo at the sixth spot. Ben McLaughlin, the former Arkansas Razorback, will bat 7. Ruben Santana, the third baseman, will bat 8. And then lastly, the left fielder, Anderson Rojas, will bat out of the number 9 spot. Yun-Suk Jung on the mound for Rancho. Yancel Luis is ready. And the first pitch on the way is outside for strike number 1. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. 0-1 pitch on the way to Luis. A swing and a miss. And the count now 0-2. Yancel Luis so far this year batting .268 with 7 home runs and 50 RBIs. Jong will get ready for the deal home to Yancel Luis. Right on left matchup for the Rawhide switch hitter. And a swing and a miss for Luis. He sat down on just 3 pitches. And Jong now has 8 strikeouts on the year against Visalia. We're going to talk about Jong in his last performance against Visalia. We'll go through the numbers first from what he has been so far with the Quakes in 2024. 0-1 with a 2.61 ERA. This is his 5th start of the year for the Quakes. 10 and a third innings of work with 16 strikeouts and 7 walks. 1-0 pitch on the way to Torin, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Jong originally started off the year in the Arizona Complex League where he was 1-2 with an 8.14 ERA. The 0-1 pitch on the way here to Torin, and that one's a breaking ball that goes right in there for a strike. It is 0-2. First year in the L.A. Dodgers organization, he was signed as a free agent on August 8th. Of 2023. 0-2 deal on the way here from Jong to Torin, and that one is outside for a ball. It is 1-2. He was named the June 23rd Arizona Complex League Pitcher of the Week with the ACL Dodgers. 1-2 with 1 away. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Torin. Kick in the fire, and that one is sent into right center field. Racing over is Jose Mesa. And he'll be there for the grab. It is 2 down here in the frame. Ezra Torino was the first hit of the ball game, and then Visalia would not have their next hit of the ball game until the top half of the 6th inning when Anderson Rojas would reach via the single. All 3 of Visalia's hits yesterday, all 1-baggers. No extra base hits yesterday for Visalia. And part of the reason you could contribute that to is this guy at the plate right now, Demetrio Crisantes, was not in the lineup in yesterday's ballgame. A guy who leads the team, batting .345 with 6 home runs and 38 RBIs. He's also showed his speed on the base paths this year with 17 stolen bases. 1-0, a 2-way. Here's the deal home from Jung. And Crisantes watches that one miss low and outside for a ball. And the count is now 2-0. Sounds like Jong, we talk about that performance last outing against Visalia. That was back on August 15th in a ballgame where he struck out 7 batters, 3 innings of work, allowed just 1 Rawhide hit, and had 2 walks in that outing. A pitch outside for ball 3, 3-0. Tersantis is at .439 on base percentage since joining the Rawhide at the later stages of June. And now he'll take that pitch upstairs for ball 4. So it is a 2-out walk for Crisantes. And he'll bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number 1 electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So the 19-year-old number 19 will get on base for the first Visalia base runner of the night. An And now bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. A guy who's batting 299. The batting average officially dips to below 300 after his ball game yesterday where he went 0 for 4. No balls and a strike here with 2A. Angel Ortiz will get ready for the pitch from Jung. Here comes the deal home. And Ortiz watches that pitch miss outside for a ball. It is now 1-1. Angel Ortiz, one of two Rawhide players on this team that is top 10 in the California League when you look at batting averages. 1-1 deal on the way to Ortiz, and that one is outside for a ball. The count is now 2-1. And in the count here for Angel Ortiz, Cresanta's got ahead in the previous at-bat as well. 2-1 with 2A. Upcoming pitch on the way from Jong, working from the middle of the slab. Here's his pitch. And Ortiz has a slide out of the way of that one. The count is now 3-1. We talk about the top batting average in the league. Angel Ortiz is 299. Andy Perez, who's called up to Spokane with the Fresno Grizzlies, was batting 292 before his departure from the Grizz. 3-1 with 2A. Here comes the deal home. And Ortiz, a swing and a miss. And the count is now 3-2. Kenny Castillo was last week or two series ago against Inland Empire. He was top three in the California League in batting average. However, since that time, it has dropped off. He's now batting 281, and that is eighth in the league. 3-2 pitch on the way. Ortiz gets underneath it, pops it up on the right side. Coming in is Cameron Decker, and he will make the grab right over the railing in the Rawhide dugout, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the first, where we'll see Wilkin Prates on the mound for the first time tonight. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Upset, they throw tantrums, but what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Ten innings have been played on the offensive side for Visalia here in this series, and they have yet to score a run here at Lone Mar Field in a crucial six-game series where Visalia just needs two wins to play a playoff game on Tuesday night out at Valley Strong Ballpark against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Eduardo Quintero will lead things off here in the bottom half of inning number one. Quintero batting 190 so far on the year. Now Prates' pitch is lifted up to the right side. We'll see if McLaughlin has enough room. He'll end up looking up into the bleachers as it is fouled out of play. The count is now 2-1. It's a very simple strategy for the ride to get in. You need two wins entering the week. Rancho needed five to make the postseason. With last night's win, they just need four more. 2-1 pitch on the way. That one's grounded up the middle. Prades will leap up. He won't be able to pick it up. And now Ruben Santana will take it off the hill, but it'll be too late. And it'll be a leadoff single for Eduardo Quintero. And a runner on first here as Zaire Hope gets ready to step up to the plate. We'll go through the batting order for Rancho. Eduardo Quintero leads things off. He'll have the two spot. It is Zaire Hope. Cameron Decker, the first baseman, will bat three. It'll be Jose Meza, the right fielder, batting at the four spot. Samuel Munoz will be the left fielder at five. Carlos Rojas, the catcher, six. Then it'll be Wilman Diaz, Eduardo Guerrero, and Elijah Hainline rounding things off here for Rancho Cucamonga. Deal home, and that one is fouled off to the right side, so the count is now 0-1. Tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that live help online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, live help online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Prades. And Zaire Hope gets a piece of that one and lifts it into left field, where Anderson Rojas will have just enough room right of the third base chalk for the grab. And there's now one down here in the inning. Brings up Cameron Decker to the plate as we get ready to go through the numbers for Wilkin Prades. So far in 2024, Prades 5-5 with a 5.80 ERA, 16th start of the season for Visalia, 76 innings of work and 63 strikeouts, 17 walks. A guy who leaves the ball in the strike zone, either letting his defense get behind it or getting the strikeouts, and now that one is lifted into center field where Drew Jones, with shades on, is able to make the easy grab. So there's now one down, two down here in the inning. Looking pretty, 6'2", 180, the 20-year-old southpaw out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Brady's assigned to Visalia on May 14th of 2024. First year in Visalia, second year in the Diamondbacks organization. Two-out pitch on the way. That one's lifted into left center field once again. Drew Jones is able to get there in time. He's able to show off the wheels on back-to-back plays, and the inning will come to conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through an inning of work here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia 0, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring, and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number two, where Drew Jones will lead things off. First pitch swinging, and he fouls that one off to the left side, 0-1. It'll be Drew Jones, Kenny Castillo, Ben McLaughlin do appear in the inning, 5, 6, and 7 for the Ride, who look to score their first run of the series. As Visalia's first shutout loss. Pitch on the way to Drew, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. Their first shutout loss since July, when the Rawhides suffered a narrow 1-0 loss to Lake Elsinore on the final Friday of July. 0-2 pitch on the way, and Drew a swing and a foul ball. Looks like Drew may have fouled it off of himself there. We'll take a quick lap around on the plate before getting ready to set back into the batter's box. Home plate umpire for today's ball game, Reginald Webb. Meanwhile, the first base umpire is Blake Bison. Bison behind the plate yesterday. Reginald Webb over on the base paths. Drew will use his batter's timeout here. Quickly behind in the count, 0-2. Drew so far this year batting .275 with 5 home runs and 60 RBIs. No balls, 2 strikes, and no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Jong. Here's the deal home, and he'll bounce that one in for ball 1-2. Talked about the most recent outing for Jong against Visalia, but what about his most recent outing? It was against San Jose on the road at Excite Ballpark. 2 innings of work in that ball game, where he had 3 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch on the way to Drew, just a bit outside. Carlos Rojas trying to get the frame, unable to do so, and the count's now 2-2. Jung so far in the month of August, 0-1 with a 2.61 ERA. 2-2, no outs. Here comes the deal home. And Drew a swing and a miss, strike 3. So he'll be the first out of the inning as they now bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Starting defense for Rancho, Carlos Rojas behind the plate. Meanwhile, first is Cameron Decker. Wilman Diaz is at second base. Meanwhile, Elijah Hainlein is at short. Eduardo Guerrero at third. Then in outfield, Samuel Munoz in left. Eduardo Quintero in center. And then lastly, Jose Mesa, the right fielder, Zaire Hope, is the DH for today's ballgame. The 1-out pitch on the way to Kenny Castillo, and he'll take that one downstairs for ball 1-0. Rawhide catcher batting .281 on the year. Mentioned earlier in inning number 1-8 in the California League when it comes to batting averages. The 1-0 deal on the way from Jong, and that one is outside for a ball. The count 1, count 2-0. It's a second straight game with Kenny Castillo behind the plate. We saw the same thing last week against the Fresno Grizzlies, where he started the first 2 games before it was Adrian DeLeon in games 3 and 4. And now Kenny fouls that one directly backwards, and the count is now 2-1. Kenny Castillo, those 54 RBIs so far on the year, that is top 3 on this Rawhide team. Drew Jones, the current RBI leader for Visalia, with 60, the 2-1 pitch on the way. And Kenny watch out and miss downstairs for ball 3-1. Talk about those RBI numbers for Visalia. 3 players above 50 RBIs. It's Yancel Loaiz, Drew Jones, and Kenny Castillo. 3-1 with 1 down. Here comes the deal home. And Kenny gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side. The count now 3-2. Anyways, his batter's time out here as he gets ready to step out of the batter's box. The first 3 months of the season for Jong, we're all in the Arizona Complex League. But his most impressive month, the opening month of Complex League action, where he was 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA. Kenny will ground this ball over to third base. It'll be scooped up by Guerrero. His throw to first base is in time. Kenny splinters the bat in the process. And there's now 2 down here in the inning as it brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Former Arkansas Razorback looking to produce some Rawhide offense here to send it to the bottom half of the second inning. So Jong will get ready for the deal home to McLaughlin. And he'll take that one downstairs for ball 1-1-0. McLaughlin out of Golden, Colorado in 2024 with the Arkansas Razorbacks. It was a year that he finished with 9 home runs in 60 games played. 1-0 pitch on the way. Here's the deal to McLaughlin. It's a swing and a miss in the count 1-1. McLaughlin's second professional home run was last Wednesday against Inland Empire in a two-run home run that he went opposite field. Jung will get ready for the 1-1 deal home. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball that kind of slips out of the fingertips. And the count will now move to 2-1. Ben McLaughlin, 213, two home runs, 16 RBIs. He's already been able to draw 17 walks since joining the Rawhide at the beginning of August. And now that pitch is in there for a strike, 2-2. They joined by CLA right before their trip to John Thurman Field in Modesto. That was on August 6th. 2-2, 2-A. Jung's 2-2 deal home. And McLaughlin's able to watch that pitch miss inside for ball 3-3, 2. McLaughlin in his professional debut on August 6th against Modesto. The ball game that he ended up getting a double and two RBIs. Not a bad first day. 3-2, 2 down. Here's the deal home. And McLaughlin called strike three at the top of the strike zone. He thought he had ball four. And the Rawhide are sat down in order for the first time tonight. Jung up to three strikeouts in the ball game. Visalia 0, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the second. First pitch swing, grounded over to the right side of the infield, and Demetrio Crisantes will have the quick toss over to first base in time. One down here in the frame as we get ready to go through the starting defense for Visalia. Kenny Castillo will be behind the plate for Visalia. Meanwhile, at first, it'll be Ben McLaughlin. Demetrio Crisantes will join him on the right side of the infield playing second base. Then it'll be Christopher Torin over at shortstop. Ruben Santana will man the hot corner at third base. Then in left field, it is Anderson Rojas, Drew Jones in center, Angel Ortiz in right field. And the pitch from Wilkin Paredes is in there for a strike 0-1. Carlos Rojas digs in, batting 292 on the year with one home run and 45 RBIs. And Paredes with the wind and the deal home, and that one misses inside as Carlos Rojas is able to quickly move out of the way of that pitch. One ball, one strike with one away. Here's the deal home, and that pitch is inside for ball 2-1. Carlos Rojas, second straight game behind home plate for Rancho. Coming deal home, and that one is lifted into center field. Drew Jones on the run. It's a long move, and that ball is going to bounce off the wall on one hop. Drew Jones will get it in, He'll toss it to his cutoff man, Demetrio Crisantes. And now there is a runner in scoring position. It is the second hit of the night for the Quakes, and it brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So yeah, Wilman Diaz at the plate is batting .256 on the year with 4 home runs and 54 RBI so far on the year. Brady's will stare down Diaz as he gets ready for the deal home. I'm going to reset here before getting ready for the upcoming pitch. Brady's looks over at second base. Crisantes not holding on the runner. And now that one fouled directly backwards and the count 0-1. We talk about Wilman Diaz's 54 RBIs. He's the only player on this active Quakes team with over 50 RBIs. The next closest player, Cameron Decker with 46. And Carlos Rojas is 45. 1-0 pitch lined over to first base, and Ben McLaughlin is able to catch the line drive at first base. That ball had extra bases written all over it to go land in the corner, and instead Ben McLaughlin says no. There's two down in the inning, and it brings up Eduardo Guerrero to the plate. So Eduardo Guerrero bats .209 on the year. No home runs and 6 RBIs. And he'll get ready for the pitch with a runner in scoring position. Defense playing slightly shifted to the right with Drew Jones playing off center. A 2-out pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the left side. And the count is now 0-1. Eduardo Guerrero, a .321 on base percentage with 3 stolen bases on the year. You talk about stolen bases for Rancho, they have 126. That ranks 4th in the Cal League. Swing and a miss, and the count now 0-2. So Guerrero down to his final strike in the inning with Elijah Hainline waiting on deck. 0-2, a 2-way. The pause at the belt for Paredes. Here's his deal. And that one is bounced in. A nice grab there by the catcher, Kenny Castillo. Trying to keep the runner in place. You talk about the offensive numbers for Visalia and Rancho. They're high betting .254. That is 3rd most in the Cal League. Meanwhile, for Rancho, .248. That is 6th in the league. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one's on the inside corner. Strike 3 called. Says home plate umpire Reginald Webb. And the inning will come to a conclusion. First strikeout of the night for Wilkin Prades. 1 hit in the frame for Rancho. No hits and no errors. A runner left on second. We had inning number 3. Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have 0 carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There are only 3 things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Acequia. They are a 3rd-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball, Ruben Santana, a swing and a miss. And just two complete innings into this ball game. We have a new pitcher in the ball game. It is the right-hander, Cam Day. This pitch and change brought to you by Redscom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Redscom and bye-bye bugs. Ruben Santana will have a high chopper over to third base, where it will be fielded by Eduardo Guerrero. His toss to first is in time. One down in the frame as they bring Anderson Rojas to the plate. Cam Day, 6'2", 195, the 22-year-old right-hander out of Ogden, Utah. A former Utah Ute, 5-5 with a 4.65 ERA, making his 24th appearance of the year. 15 starts so far for the right-hander. 102/3 innings of work, where he struck out 92 batters and he's walked 50. 1-0 deal on the way to Rojas. He's able to slide out of the way of that pitch. And the count now 2-0. Anderson Rojas batting .244 with 5 home runs and 44 RBIs so far on the year. And now Day's pitch on the way, and it is in there for a strike, 2-1. Rancho, 2 hits so far in the ballgame. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they're still looking for their first of the night. And Anderson Rojas will hit that one hard on the right side. However, it will end up landing right of the chalk, and the count is now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes with one down here for Anderson Rojas. Day will stare down the Rawhide left-hander. And Rojas will try to go off the field. And once again, he barely misses by 6 feet, this time to the left. And the count's now 2-2. Last time Day was on the mound was last week against San Jose in a ball game where he went 6 innings of work out of the pen. 5 hits and 1 earned run in that ball game, and now Rojas will foul it backwards and count out 2-2. 4 strikeouts and 3 walks for Day in that last outing at San Jose. Today he will get the agreement from his catcher, Carlos Rojas. And Anderson Rojas will foul this one off to the left side. 33 stolen bases so far this season for Anderson and Rojas. That leads his Rawhide team. Top 10 in the California League in terms of stolen bases. 2-2 pitch on the way. And Rojas, a slow ground ball over to second, where it'll be scooped up by Diaz. Otasu's first baseman, Cameron Decker, in time. And so far, Rancho pitching has faced the order one time through. And the only player to get on base was Demetrio Crisantes via a walk. Cam Day in his first inning of work, looking to sit down the Rawhide side in order as he got Yancel Luis at the plate, and he takes that one in there for a strike, 0-1. And so far, a pretty wide strike zone to begin this ball game for the home plate umpire, Reginald Webb. 0-1 deal to Luis, and he swings and misses to 0-2. Mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Luis making his first start since Thursday night. A ball game where he was 1-for-2, and a series last week against Fresno where he was 2-8. He played Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday before being shelved for the rest of the week. And Luis has sat down on 3 pitches for the second time tonight. We're at the bottom half of the third inning. Visalia 0, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
That air freshener in your car, some things just don't last. But your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Bottom three here at Lone Bourne Field, and Elijah Hainline will lead things off here for the Quakes. Visalia has been held hitless so far in this bowl game. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they've had a pair of hits, one in each of the first two innings. A single for Eduardo Quintero and a double for Carlos Rojas in the second. Brady's will get ready for the deal home, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Elijah Hainline so far batting 129 on the season. Here comes the deal home. Man, nice breaking ball. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. But you look at the on-base percentage for Hainline so far this season, 361. That's over 200 points higher. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's hit right back at Brady's. He's able to dodge out of the way of that line drive. So it is a leadoff single here for the Quakes. And it will go back to the top of the order here for Eduardo Quintero. They've been in a clinch and don't fuss, call Gus at Gus Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So a leadoff single. You got Eduardo Quintero, who singled in his previous at-bat. Get ready for the first pitch here from Prades, who holds at the belt, his deal home. And that one is fouled off of the knee protector of Kenny Castillo. And the count now 0-1. Visalia has now been held scoreless in the first 12 innings of this series. You have to go all the way back to Sunday when the Rawhide last scored a run. And that pitch is inside for ball one, 1-1. Low-scoring baseball so far for the Rawhide as of lately. Rawhide were able to barely pull out a 2-1 win on Sunday afternoon. Going to pitch on the way. Brady pauses at the belt. Here comes the deal. And that one is in the dirt for ball two, 2-1. If you want to add on to those 12 innings that the Rawhide haven't scored on, you would have to go back to the fifth inning of Sunday's ball game, when the Rawhide last scored a run. 2-1 with no outs. Here comes the deal. That one is lifted into right field. Anel Ortiz will retreat backwards before he's able to get there in time for out number one, as it brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. 15 straight scoreless innings for Visalia. Brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. Rawhide have had a stretch like this earlier in the year. They couldn't find a way to scrape across a run before they ended up coming out of it in kind of offensive explosion against Inland Empire. You hope that kind of occurs once the Rawhide find a way to get that first run on the board. Sometimes all it takes is just one good inning to break the ground and you're able to get back on your feet, but at the moment the Rawhide are still searching for that. Zaire Hope at the plate with one down here in the inning. Brady's holds at the belt. Here's the deal home. Hope grounds it over to shortstop. And Terrain unable to come up to it on a laser. So now runners on first and second. Two hits in the last three batters. And Zaire Hope is aboard. Brand Cameron Decker to the plate. That was a hard hit ball that Terrain tried to go down to a knee to make. Unable to do so. So you got Cameron Decker, who's had three home runs and now combined this series and last series. Two home runs last week against the San Jose Giants. So both Kenny and Wilkin will look over at the Rawhide dugout. before getting on the same page and ready to resume play once again. Rancho already four hits so far in this ball game. Now Prady's have to wait a little bit longer here as Deckers stands back in once again. The pause at the belt. Brady's looks at second. Here's the deal home. And that one is in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. Cameron Decker last week against San Jose, 4-25. 0-1 with one away. Brady's gets ready to deal home, and that one fouled directly backwards, count 0-2. You look at Cameron Decker's numbers in the month of August. 5 home runs and a .221 batting average. He was one of 3 different Quakes players with 5 home runs in the month of August. Cameron Decker, Zaire Hope, and Jose Mesa. 0-2 pitch on the way, ground ball to the third base side, and Ruben Santana is going to bounce off his glove, rounding third base. A run will come home to score. It'll be Elijah Hainline, and now two runners in scoring position as it is an RBI single. Quakes 1, Visalia 0 here in the bottom of the third. And now here comes manager D. Gardner out to the mound, arguing whether that ball was in fair territory or whether it was foul. It was a hard-hit ball, but a play that we've seen Santana make so many times this season, but on this one occasion, unable to do so. So now you got Zaire Hope at third, Cameron Decker at second, and as D walks his way back to the Rawhide dugout, it'll be one coach to another as pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound. Now, this is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open by Salia. So just now joining us, Rancho, the first team to get on the board in this ball game, an RBI single from Cameron Decker, a ball that bounced off the top of the leather of Ruben Santana's glove. And now the home plate umpire, Reginald Webb, will make his way out to the mound and tell everybody to break it up. That brings up Jose Mesa to the plate, a guy who I just mentioned, 5 home runs in the month of August. 17 RBIs this past month for Mesa. It was the third most by any player on this Rancho team, with Cameron Decker leading the charge with 28. Infield plays in for Visalia, and Prady's pitch is outside for ball 1-0. Wilkin Prady's probably one of the more interesting stat lines you look at for him in 2024. No runs allowed in the first inning. The second has been a lot different of a story. 20 earned runs in inning number 2. 1-1 with one away. Prady's will stare down Jose Mesa, who flew out in his previous at-bat to end inning number 1. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Wilkin, and this one is grounded over to shortstop, and Terrain unable to field that one, but it's going to be a runner's interference called by the runner on second, Cameron Decker. So now 2 down here in the frame. And for Zaire Hope to go back over to third base, Jose Mesa will stand on first. The Terrain gets bailed out there on the ball that doesn't end up in his glove. And as soon as the ball bounced out of Terrain's control, he quickly looked around with his hands up, wondering whether it was going to be called runner's interference, and the base umpire, Blake Bison, all over it, was able to make the quick call. So now a 2 down. Here's the pitch from Prady, and that one is outside for ball 1-1-0. That's a huge interference call there, because it would have led to a run coming home to score for Rancho. It would have been 2-0, and instead it's still 1-0. With that pitch going in there for a strike, it is 1-1. Brady stares down Samuel Munoz. 1-1 with two-way. Pause at the belt. Here's the deal home. And that one's grounded over to first, and it's going to bounce over the head of Ben McLaughlin, but it will land foul. And another play that is decided by just a mere couple of inches. You talk about that interference. I mean, that separation of a foot at most. And then now you see the foul ball that goes right over McLaughlin's head, and it lands foul. So instead of an RBI single, and the count is now 1-2, a two-way here in the bottom of the third inning. Rancho looking for their sixth hit of the night. Samuel Munoz will get ready for the deal from Brady. Swing and a miss. Strike three on a ball outside and in the dirt. Brady has his second strikeout of the frame. And despite the two-runner base traffic, Brady's only allows one run to come home to score. Quakes won by Visalia, zero. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Eight straight games now with Visalia having to play from behind as we move into the top half of the fourth inning. The Quakes have scored the first run of the ball game in the first two frames. Fresno scored the first run in the first three innings of all six games out at Valley Strong Ballpark as Terrain will take that one outside for ball 2-2-0. It'd be Christopher Terrain, Demetrio Crisantes, and Angel Ortiz do up here in inning number four. Visalia looking for their second base runner of the night as Cam Day's pitch on the way is in there for a strike 2-1. Two balls and a strike here for Taurean, and a good eye there as he watches that one miss outside for ball 3-1. Cam Day, 2 years at the University of Utah. We're at a 10.04 ERA in 2023 and a 7.22 ERA in 2022. Cam Day, 55 strikeouts in the 2023 campaign. Already pitched in 54 and two-thirds innings of work with the Utes. And now that pitch is outside for ball four. So Terrain draws the second Rawhide walk of the ball game, and it brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Demetrio Crisantes, with his walk in his last plate appearance, is now his 53rd straight game that he's reached base safely. That leads all of minor league baseball. The pitch on the way. That one's on the outside corner in there for a strike. 0-1. The only other player nearby Crisantes is Kendall George, who was at 40 before being placed on the injured list a few weeks ago when the Quakes were at Valley Strong Ballpark. 0-1 with no out. Pickoff attempt at first, and Torin is barely able to dive back in safely at first. Visalia had quite a bit of close calls yesterday on the base paths on pickoff attempts, including Anderson Rojas getting picked off at first. 0-1 with no outs. Cam Day stares down Demetrio, and now that pitch is in there for a strike. It is 0-2. Crisantes had the night off to open up the series. Would likely imagine that Crisantes would be in the lineup for the final five games of the season. 0-2 pitch, another pickoff attempt at first. This one a little bit more time for Terrain to dive back in safely. One reason I wouldn't imagine Crisantes playing in the remaining five. Maybe rest if the Ride find a way to clinch a postseason spot before Sunday. 0-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side. It's going to sneak on through. Torino around second base. He'll hold up there. And Demetrio has now gone on base safely twice to begin this ball game. It's first Rawhide hit of the ball game. It's brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo. So to bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate, who's batting 2 points below 300. But Visalia has runners on first and second for the first time in this ballgame. Angel Ortiz, 7 for 22 in the series last week, and now that pitch is outside as Ortiz is able to pull that one backwards. The count is now 1-0. That 7 hits last week for Angel Ortiz was tied for the most by a Rawhide player against the Grizzlies. The 1-0 deal on the way to Ortiz, and that one is outside for a ball. It is 2-0. Angel Ortiz yesterday 0-4 in the ballgame, batting out of the four spot, including a strikeout and three groundouts. Cam Day holds at the belt. And get ready for the 2-0 pitch here in a moment. And Ortiz is able to slide out of the way of that pitch, so the count is now 3-0. Angel Ortiz continues to find himself out of the four spot for this Rawhide club. So far this season, when batting out of the four spot, the deal home, that one is in there for a strike. When batting fourth, Angel Ortiz is batting 287. His most successful spot in the order you look at, 385, that is batting at the three spot. That is with 9 at-bats. 3-1 pitch on the way. Ortiz a swing and a miss. And the count now 3-2. Angel Ortiz has seemed to bat all throughout the Rawhide order. He's batted 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. So only the number one spot Ortiz is not bat. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And Ortiz lifts that one into right field. Is dropping quickly. A diving effort. And that one's going to drop in for a base hit. And now everybody will be safe. And Visalia has something cooking here. And the top half of the fourth inning, it is bases loaded. Jose Mesa went for a sliding effort, and he took up a big chunk of grass with the pitching wedge, and now bases loaded for Drew Jones. So Torin began the frame with a leadoff walk. Demetrio Crisantes a single, and now Angel Ortiz with a base hit that barely dropped between the glove and the grass. And now the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, is going to make his way out for the first time this evening. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So the home plate umpire, Reginald Webb, is going to make his way out to the mound and break up this mound visit. And it's a Rawhide team who in this first game and a half have not had very many opportunities. Here is a prime opportunity to not only score a run, but to take the lead. They've not led at one point in this series. Visalia, the most they had yesterday was runners on first and second. Drew Jones looking for his 61st RBI of the year. Here comes the deal from Day. It's a ground ball up the middle. Campbell's scooping up. He's unable to hold on to it. The ball bounced away. Carlos Rojas picked it up with his foot on home, but unable to make a play out of it. Everybody will end up being safe. It'll be an E1 against Cam Day, and Visalia has their first run of the series. It is 1-1 here in the top half of the fourth inning. We saw a mistake last week for Fresno on an error from the pitcher, and it ended up snowballing in a Visalia 3-2 win. We'll see how that mistake affects the Rancho Quakes as Kenny Castillo a swing and a miss. Four straight Rawhide batters have now gotten on base. So the carousel will bring Corsantes to third, Ortiz to second, and Drew Jones to first. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Kenny. And that one is inside for ball one, 1-1. 54 RBIs on the year for the Rawhide catcher. He's looking to make it 55 and give Visalia their first lead of the week. The 1-1 deal on the way from Cam Day, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-1. Kenny Castillo betting 280 on the year and has been a guy who's been very comfortable in sac fly opportunities so far this season. The 2-1 pitch on the way, that one is downstairs for ball three, 3-1. Castillo was 0-4 in yesterday's ball game, where he struck out and grounded out to the third baseman, Eduardo Guerrero, three different times in yesterday's ball game, and now a 3-1 swing and a miss on a pitch at the helmet. The count is now 3-2. You got Ben McLaughlin awaiting on deck for Visalia. Still no outs in the frame. This is the fifth batter of the inning. Three balls, two strikes, and no outs. Let's take a quick pause here as the pitch clock will reset for Cam Day. 18 shows on the clock with bases loaded. The 3-2 pitch on the way to Kenny Castillo, and that one is outside, ball four, and Visalia's first lead of the series comes from a walk. Dimitri Corsantes will step on home plate, Visalia 2, Rancho 1 here on this Wednesday night. So another advancement of 90 feet for everybody, and it now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Angel Ortiz at third, Drew Jones at second. And over at first, you had Kenny Castillo. Ben McLaughlin gets ready for the deal, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Ben McLaughlin was 2-15 in the series last week against the Grizzlies. You look at his ball game yesterday, he was 0-3 with a strikeout and a walk. A 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is inside. Ball two, 2-0. There is action currently warming up in the Rancho pen at the moment. Rancho's bullpen housed down the left field line. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they are housed in right field. And now that pitch is outside corner, strike number one. Ben McLaughlin looking for his 17th RBI of the year. 2-1 pitch on the way, and McLaughlin will foul that one backwards. Count out 2-2. McLaughlin, this is his 21st game in a Rawhide uniform. He takes the batter's time out before getting ready to step back in. Just 13 hits so far in his 20 games. 2-2 pitch on the way, and McLaughlin a swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs at the crown of his helmet. And now it's one down in the inning. It's McLaughlin's second strikeout of the night. And it'll now bring up Ruben Santana to the plate, who was 0-1 in yesterday's ball game. Rawhide third baseman, 47 RBIs on the year. With one down in the inning, here's a pitch from Cam Day. And that one is inside corner, strike number one. Double play defense is set up for the Quakes at the moment, as a double play would get them out of the inning right now. It's a Rancho team so far this year that have been able to turn 101. That is the fourth most in the Cat League. The first place team, Visalia, 117. 1-1 with one away. Cam Day will hold at the chest. He'll get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And Santana, watch that one clip the outside corner. It is 1-2. Yesterday's ball game decided by just two runs. How much can a one-run lead take you here in this second game of the series? 1-2 with one away. Here comes the deal home to Santana, and that one is outside for a ball. It is now 2-2. Ruben Santana yesterday, a pair of walks for the Rawhide. He had three plate appearances with his one retirement being a 5-3 ground out. 2-2 pitch on the way. Santana shows good discipline. He watches that one miss outside. Ball three, 3-2. A little over an hour gone by here in this game. Santana gets ready for the deal from Day. Here's the pitch. Grounded up the middle. It'll bounce off of Day's heel. And he'll fumble it, and he's going to have no throw. Angel Ortiz will come home to score. Visalia leads the ball game 3-1 here at the top of the fourth inning. It is Cam Day's second error of the frame. His second error in four batters. He fielded it. He looked at home, and when he was getting ready to make the throw, the ball bobbled in his hands. Quickly looks up and decides where he wants to throw. And by the time he looked over at first base, it was too late. Santana got on board. Visalia attacks on another run in the frame. It is their third of the inning. And manager John Shoemaker has made his way out to the mound. And it'll be the end of Cam Day's ball game. Visalia is their first lead of the series. They just need two wins to capture a spot in the postseason when we come back. Off the new pitcher, Visalia 3, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Cam Day has left his new relief pitcher a bit of trouble to work through. First pitch of the at-bat on the way to Anderson Rojas. It is in there for a strike 0-1. This pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. 0-1 pitch on the way to Rojas, and that one is inside for a ball, 1-1. Dylan Figueroa, 1-0, the 12.46 ERA this season, 4 1/3 innings of work in his four games with the Quakes. The 1-1 pitch on the way here to Rojas with the corners playing in, and Anderson has a slide out of the way of that pitch. It is 2-1. No action warming up in the Rawhide bullpen at the moment. As Wilken Prady's looking to get some depth here when he gets ready to step back in the mound in the bottom half of the frame. 2-1 with one down. Here's the pitch home. Rojas gets underneath that one. Pops it up into left center field. Coming in is Samuel Munoz. He'll be there for the grab. Tagging up is Drew Jones at third. Here comes the throw, and it is not in time. Drew Jones, aggressive base running, comes home to score, and Visalia now 4-1 in the top half of the fourth inning. Carlos Rojas threw over to Eduardo Guerrero just to make sure that Jones didn't get an early jump. He does not, and what a play from Drew Jones. That was a ball that Samuel Munoz was coming in towards, and Drew Jones decided he wanted to take off. And the way he dove home, he had his momentum, or his body going more towards the front of home plate, and that is how he's able to come home to score. So go down as a sac fly for Anderson Rojas. And now a runner in motion for Visalia, and it is a stolen base for Ruben Santana. So the Rawhide pulling out their bag of tricks here in the top half of the fourth inning. And another two runners in scoring position. Just two Rawhide hits, but they've scored four runs. And now Yancel Luis gets underneath that one, and he fouls it off to the right side. It is 0-2. Santana's stolen base is 11th of the season. Oh and two, a two down. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled directly backwards. Yancel Luis, first time in the lineup since Thursday night, after dealing with a lower body injury over the last couple days. 0-2 pitch on the way. Luis gets a piece of it, fouls it backwards into the glove of Carlos Rojas. He's unable to hold the squeeze onto it, and the ball bounces out of the glove. You got Kenny Castillo over at third base, Ruben Santana at second. 0-2, a two-way from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and that one once again is fouled backwards. Yancel Luis continues to bat from the left side for his first three at-bats of the ballgame. Right switch hitter, the only switch hitter on this Rawhide team. No balls, two strikes. Here's a pitch from Figueredo. And Luis, a swing and a miss. It'll be the final out of the inning, but Visalia is able to score four runs off of two hits, two errors, and the Rawhide have their first lead of the series. It is 4-1 heading into the bottom of the fourth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and Wilkin Prades can breathe a little sigh of relief with his team giving him four runs in the top half of the fourth inning. And now to be Carlos Rojas to begin the frame as he gets a piece of that one and fouls it backwards for strike number two. Rancho already three pitchers in this ball game. Meanwhile, for Prady's three innings of work, five hits and one earned run with a pair of strikeouts. Rancho out hitting Visalia at the moment by three hits. They've had five so far in this ball game. But Cam Day's two errors have been crucial in the storyboard of this ball game. And now a line drive hit over to Demetrio Crescences, who was able to make the grab. There's one down here in the inning. Brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. The three guys to open the frame were the only three batters to not step up to the plate in inning number three. Wilman Diaz lined out over to third base in his last at bat. We talked about Wilman Diaz last week, 5 for 18 against the San Jose Giants. One out pitch on the way. That one is sailed into center field. Drew Jones will move over to his right three steps. He'll be underneath it for the grab. And there's now two down here in the inning as it brings up Eduardo Guerrero to the plate. Logan Brady's his last outing last week on Wednesday against Fresno. 5 2/3 innings of work, 6 hits and 4 runs. Two of those were earned with 3 strikeouts. He did give up 2 home runs in that ball game. You look at Prady's his last 7 outings, he's given up a home run in 6 of those 7 games. With the lone game that he did not give up a home run was against Rancho on August 14th. First pitch of the at-bat on the way, and that one is in the dirt for ball 1-1 and 0. The Ride have won 3 straight games behind Paredes, with their most recent loss coming at Modesto on August 7th, final score 4-2. Paredes gets off the mound. He'll make the grab and throw to first base in time. He says he'll do it himself, and the inning will come to a conclusion. 3 up, 3 down for Rancho. Visalia leads his ballgame 4-1 heading into inning number 5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Top five we go, or Christopher Torin, who started that whole inning, will lead things off for Visalia. Torin, Crescences, and Angel Ortiz. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Here's the hold at the belt. And Figueroa's pitch is outside for ball 1-1. Dylan Figueroa in his last outing against San Jose, only 2/3 innings of work with one hit and one earned run. And now Figueroa's deal home, and that one is ripped into left center field, and he hits into the gap. Rounding first base, Torin has got an easy stand-up double. He'll round the base there, and there it is, a stand-up double for Torin, and he is fired up over at second base. A slight shift out in right center field for Eduardo Quintero, and Torin finds it perfectly and dumps it into left center. So Torin has his first hit of the night, and it now brings up Demetrio Grisantes to the plate. It is crazy to think how much of an impact that this young 19-year-old has whenever he's in the lineup. He puts this Rawhide team in position to win each and every single night he steps up to the plate, whether it's drawing the walks, drawing the hits, or getting defensive plays on the infield. Here's a pitch home to Crisantes, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Crisantes will get ready for the deal with the lead over at by Torin at second base. Here comes the deal home. And that one is in there for a strike. The count now 1-1. Demetrio Crisantes is currently riding a 11-game hit streak that is tied for the longest active hitting streak in the California League, not to mention the 53 games that he's reached base safely in. That pitch outside for ball two, 2-1. Crisantes, just so many eye-popping numbers, 30 hits in the month of August. That is the fifth most in all the California League last month. The 2-1 pitch on the way. The glance over at second base. Here comes the deal home. And Crisantes will watch that pitch miss in the dirt for ball three, 3-1. You look at the current active on-base streaks in all of minor league baseball. Crisantes is 53. That is 13 more than Kendall George with Rancho, who's his started on June 18th and went all the way through August 16th before the injury. And Crisantes will now get on base safely for the third time tonight as he draws that one outside for ball four. You look at the only other player in the minors that is remotely close is Jay's Brohofin with Vancouver out in High A. And his is a 29-game on-base streak. That is July 27th through September 3rd. So Crisantes almost 25 more than the guy in third place on an active on-base streak. Crisantes finds ways to get on base. He's done it three times in today's ballgame. And it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate, who is 1-for-2 so far in this ballgame. Coach Ramon Troncoso makes his way out to the mound to have a word with Figueredo, trying to get him back on track with no out so far in the frame. The inning flopping with the way it was last frame, with Torin drawing a walk, then it's Crisantes with the hit. To begin the fifth, it was Torin the hit and Crisantes the walk. Upcoming pitch on the way. A glance at second. Here's the deal home. Angel Ortiz shoots that one up into right center field. Backing up is Quintero just in front of the warning track. Tagging up is Torin. He'll race over to third base. He'll get there standing. Visalia runners on the corners, bringing up Drew Jones to the plate.
Center fielder number six, Drew Jones.
Now here is the RBI chance for Drew Jones. He stood into a RBI opportunity last frame. He got on via an E1 that a run ended up coming home to score. He's looking to get a straight-up run batted in right here. A slight shift in outfield with everybody moving about 10 steps to their left. That pitch on the way to Jones, and it is outside, ball one, 1-0. Drew Jones, a 7-game hitting streak that is the sixth longest in the California League. 1-0 with one away. Figueredo looks over at third base where Torin has the lead. Crisantes in motion, a swing and a miss. And Crisantes will easily go over to second base, so that takes out the potential double play ball. And now everybody on the infield remains playing in with everybody's toes on the infield grass. One ball, one strike with one away. Here's a pitch to Drew, and a ground ball up the middle. It'll be fielded by the shortstop, Hainline. It'll toss to first base in time, and Drew Jones will bring home a run. And Visalia now leads this ballgame 5-1 in the top half of the fifth inning. You'll take a run where you can get him, as it now brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Visalia a four-run lead in the halfway stage of this ball game. Kenny takes that one off the inside part of the handle, so grounded over to first base where Cameron Decker will make the grab, and he'll step on first base himself. But Visalia tacked on another run here in the top half of the fifth inning. One hit, one run, no errors, and one runner left on base. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of the fifth inning where Elijah Hainline will lead things off. Ground ball over to the third base side, and he'll miss the third base bag by just a foot or two. And the count will now move to 0-1. Bottom half inning number five. We'll get ready to take a look around the scores around the California League here on this Wednesday night. We're out at Inland Empire. Lake Elsinore currently a 7-0 lead over the 66ers. The pitch on the way from Prady, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-2. Lake Elsinore scored a run in the first three frames, including a 4-run second inning. 0-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike three. Prady's his third strikeout of the ballgame. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. We'll go back to the top of the order for the third time tonight, where Eduardo Quintero is 1-for-2 so far in the ballgame. You take a look at the rest of the California League out in Fresno. The Giants currently have a 6-2 lead over the Grizzlies yesterday. The Grizzlies and Giants had the night off after they played on Labor Day to open up their series. 0-1 pitch on the way. Quintero fouls that one backwards, and the count is now 0-2. So as a result, they had Tuesday night off, and the rest of the series, they'll be at the same time with the rest of the teams around the Cali. Meanwhile, out of John Thurman Field in Modesto, the Nuts currently have a 3-1 lead over the Stockton Ports. Modesto jumping up to their 3-1 lead in the bottom of the third, where they scored three runs. A pitch downstairs for ball two, 2-2. Wilkin Prady's looking for back-to-back punch out here, working from the windup. The 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is grounded over to the third base side and foul. Prady's yet to give a walk in this ball game. He did not give up a walk in his last outing against Fresno. And in fact, the last time that Prady's gave up two or more walks, you have to go back to July 5th against the Quakes. Ground ball over to short. Terrain will field. A toss to first base is a bit wide, but Ben McLaughlin able to keep his right toe on the bag, and there's two down here in the inning. Ben McLaughlin has been a treat to watch over at first base, whether it's the ability to pick balls or whether it's a play like that where he's able to extend his body. Doreen had a difficult play. His momentum is tailing out to right field. He made the throw directly behind second base. And the throw was hard and just a bit offline, and McLaughlin is able to haul it in for his shortstop. So a two down in the frame, it brings up Zaire Hope to the plate, who's one for two so far in the ball game. Here comes the deal home, and that one is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Zaire Hope, 25 hits in the month of August. That was the second most by any player on the Rancho team. The 1-0 deal on the way. It's a breaking ball just a bit upstairs. And the count now 2-0. Zaire Hope originally drafted by the Chicago Cubs before being brought to the LA Dodgers organization. As that pitch is downstairs for a ball, it is out 3-0. Hope will get ready for the pitch from Wilkin Paredes. And that one is in there for a strike. The count now 3-1. Zaire Hope drafted in the 11th round out of Colonial Forge in Stafford, Virginia. And now he'll ground this one over to shortstop, where terrain will make a lot easier of a ground ball pick. But his throw this time is in the dirt, and McLaughlin unable to make the grab. So now it is the first Rawhide error of the ball game on a play that likely should have ended the inning. It is the second Taurean error of the series, and it brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. So we'll see how quickly things turn around here for Rancho if they're able to capitalize off the Rawhide mistake. Here's the deal home. That one off the front of the bat, and it is fouled off to the right side, 0-1. A fairly clean game yesterday with Visalia committing the lone error. It was a ball that Taurean saw a little bit floater. He decided to hold back on it, and when trying to go for the pick, it ended up bouncing off his glove and no play at first base. That ball in the dirt for ball one, 1-1 with two away. Cameron Decker, an RBI single in his previous at-bat. It's his second hit of the series. 1-1 with two away. Here comes a pitch from Paredes, and that one is fouled off to the right side. The count is now 1-2. Jose Mesa waits on deck. Cameron Decker's lone hit in yesterday's ball game, the solo home run in inning number one. 1-2, a two away. Here comes the deal from Paredes, and that one once again fouled off to left side. Jose Mesa, who waited on deck, had to dodge out of the way of that foul ball. Bottom half of the fifth inning, Visalia leads this ball game 5-1, despite being out hit 5-3. 1-2, a two away. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Cameron Decker is the final out of the inning, and Wilkin Paredes has his fourth strikeout of the ballgame. He's through five innings of work with just 63 pitches on the night. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
We're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the sixth inning where Ben McLaughlin will lead things off. First pitch on the way. He's in there for a strike, 0-1. Bottom of the Rawhide order, Ben McLaughlin, Ruben Santana, and Anderson Rojas do up here in the inning. And one pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. Dylan Figueredo, 6'174", the 21-year-old right-hander out of Puerto Cabello, Venezuela. The 1-1 pitch on the way to the Rawhide first baseman, and that one is swung on and possibly foul tip, so the count now 1-2. Dylan Figueredo, 1-0. This is the record pitcher in the just in the ball game, and now Carlos Rojas will have to make his way out to the mound. Change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bug. Eden Fuller, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho. Just his second game appeared in a Rancho uniform after being drafted in the 11th round of this summer's MLB draft out of Southern Illinois. The 1-2 pitch on the way to McLaughlin, and that one is in the dirt for ball two, 2-2. And last outing for Fuller against San Jose, a strikeout and a walk in one inning, 21 pitches in that ball game. 2-2 pitch on the way, and McLaughlin will foul that one off to the right side. McLaughlin 0-3 in yesterday's ball game, 0-5 so far in the series, with a pair of strikeouts so far tonight, one looking and one swinging. 2-2 is the pitch. Here's the deal to McLaughlin, and that one is swung on and missed. So McLaughlin sat down swinging for the third time in his ballgame as it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. Ruben Santana reached off the E1, one of two errors by Cam Day. In fact, the error that would knock out the previous pitcher out of the ballgame. This is a fourth arm used by manager John Shoemaker in tonight's ballgame as that pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Santana working with bases empty and one down. Upcoming pitch on the way. And that breaking ball is upstairs for ball two, 2-0. Only 63 pitches for Wilkin Prady so far in his ball game. Keeps it up to get into seven innings worth. Salia has only had a pitcher make it into seven innings twice so far this season, with Casey Anderson being the most recent out at Inland Empire. 2-1 with one away. Here's the deal home. And Santana pops that one up on the right side of the infield. Backing up is a shortstop, Wilman Diaz. He'll call everybody off. He'll make the grab, and there's two down here in the inning. Anderson Rojas to the plate. Anderson Rojas so far in this ballgame, 0-1 with the sac fly in his previous at-bat. Going to pitch on the way. That one is lifted into left field. Backing up is Munoz in front of the warning track. He's there for the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Three up, three down for the Rawhide offense. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning as Wilkin Prades will jog back out to the mound. Visalia wins this ballgame 5-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Bottom six here at Lone Mart Field, and Wilkin Prady marches back out to the mound. Hard hit shot to the left side, and that one barely misses left of the chalk. And the count now 0-1. Visalia has scored four runs in the fourth, one in the fifth. Meanwhile, for Rancho, one run in the third inning. The Rawhide, four-run lead after being shut out in yesterday's ballgame. Final score 2-0. This is your first game of the week that you're listening to. The Rawhide just need two wins to host a playoff game next Tuesday night against the first half champions, the Lake Elsinore Storm. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal, and that one is outside for a ball. 1-1. Rancho would need to win four more games in this series to get into second place and capture a spot in the California Lake postseason. That pitch is outside for ball two, 2-1. Visalia at 35-26 in the second half. Meanwhile, Rancho, they are 33-28. That pitch outside for ball three, 3-1. Paredes gets ready for the 3-1 pitch, and that one is swung on and missed. And the count now 3-2. It was a Rancho team who last year was a first half title winner, and Paredes fights back from down 3-1 in the count, and he strikes out Jose Mesa and gets a nice round of applause from the Rawhide dugout. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Rancho looking to return to the postseason. Meanwhile, for Visalia, their first time since 2019 when they won it all, a part of High A. As a final year High A baseball before the Rawhide would move to Low A after the changes made by Major League Baseball after COVID-19. That pitch fouled off to the left side, count 1-1 with one away. Samuel Munoz 0-2 so far in the ballgame. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and missed for Munoz. The count now 1-2. It was a 2019 Rawhide team who finished the year 83-53. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home, and that one is swung on and missed. Back-to-back punch outs for Paredes, and it brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. It was a Rawhide team in 2019, a positive 58 run differential. That was the third best in the Cal League behind Rancho Cucamonga, who was positive 129, and a positive 77 for Lake Elsinore. 0-1 with two away. Brady's working from the left side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and that one is swung on and missed, 0-2. Visalia that season, 39-31 in the second half. They have a chance to match those amount of wins, and they find a way to win out here for the rest of the week. No balls, two strikes, a two-way. Here comes the deal home, and that ball is grounded over to shortstop. Backhand effort by Torin. He'll toss to first base in time. It's a three-up, three-down frame for the second time in the ball game from Wilkin Prades. We send it to the top half of the seventh inning. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of the seventh inning where it'll be Yancel Luis to lead things off. Luis Torin Crisantes at the top of the Rawhide order. Luis so far tonight, he's 0-3 with three strikeouts. And a big swing and a miss there, and the count now 0-2. Fuller will get ready for the deal home to Luis. 0-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed once again. Luis has now struck out four separate times in tonight's ball game as it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. So Torin batting .256 so far on the year. Get ready to dig in a ball game where he is 1-2. The pitch home, and that one is outside for a ball. The count now 1-0. During his time at Southern Illinois, Nathan Fuller 4.52 ERA, 5-3 through 15 appearances. The 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. The count now 1-1, 105 strikeouts and 36 walks. Bonus for batting .249 against the right-hander. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one outside for ball two, 2-1. Christopher Torin, so far in this series, 2-5, if you include tonight. The 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one's a bit outside for ball three, 3-1. Dimitri Crisantes is waiting on deck, who's gone on base three separate times so far in this ballgame. A 3-1 pitch on the way, and Torino will take that one on the inside corner, strike two. He was already ready to unstrap the equipment. He tossed the bat on the grass and was walking out of the first base line before the home plate umpire Reginald Webb made the call. Three balls, two strikes with one away. Here comes the deal home. And that one is fouled off to the right side, up and out of play. Four more games left to go here in this series. It'll be Adonis Perez tomorrow night versus the right-hander Christian Zazueta before we arrive at the weekend. It'll be the right-hander Casey Anderson on the mound. And that one is upstairs for ball four. So Torino will draw his second walk of the ball game, and it will bring up Dimitri Chrysantis to the plate. A walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. The remainder weekend starters for Visalia, Casey Anderson, Daniel Nunez, and Denny LaRondo. Anderson has been red hot as of lately. Daniel Nunez has looked good as well, and Denny LaRondo is a Rawhide strikeout leader with 102 punchouts. So those are some things to watch out for the Rawhide. 1-0 with one away. Here's the deal. And Chrysantis will take that pitch inside for ball two, 2-0. You talk about Casey Anderson over his last three outings. Two of his three performances have been career outings. Two outings ago, seven innings of work. That was on the road out at Inland Empire. Longest outing of his career. 2-0 pitch on the way. Fouled backwards, 2-1. Anderson had only done that one other time in the collegiate or professional ranks, back with his time at Utah Valley. And then three outings ago against Rancho, 10 punchouts for Casey Anderson in that ballgame. 2-1 with one down. Upcoming pitch on the way to Chrysantis, and he pokes that one into right field. A long run for Jose Mesa. He'll slide in, unable to make the play out in that Rawhide bullpen. So Chrysantis now 2-2 with one away. So far against Rancho this season, 17 RBIs. That leads his Rawhide club. Nature will step out of the batter's box and get ready to dig in once again. Double play would get Rancho out of the frame right here. Visalia 9 outs away from just needing one more win. Outside corner, strike three called. And Dimitri has sat down for the first time here in his ball game. It's the second strikeout of the frame here for Aiden Fuller. So two down in the frame, it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Here's the deal home from Fuller, and Angel Ortiz will foul that one backwards. Count now 0-1. Ian Fuller was the 21st ranked right-hander out of Mississippi during the 2020 grad class. 1-1 with two away. Here comes Zeal home. Ortiz tries to slide out of the way of that pitch. It's downstairs for ball two, 2-1. One ball, one strike with two away. Drew Jones awaits on deck. Fuller will stare down Ortiz as he gets ready for the deal. Here's his pitch. Once again, has a duck out of the way of that pitch. And now the throw down to second base. It would have been in time, but Torin's momentum knocks the ball out of the glove of the shortstop, Elijah Hainline. Set to be Visalia's third stolen base of the ball game. Called out at second base, so the inning will come to a conclusion. So we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is time to stretch here at Lone Mar Field. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna.
En Coahuila Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Coahuila Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Coahuila Health, más que medicina, vida.
Coahuila Health, más que medicina, vida.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local.
Woken Prates' ball game will come to a conclusion after six innings of work. So the Rawhide will like to go to the bullpen for the first time tonight. This pitch change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Braden Quinn will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia, the former UConn Husky, 6'4", 228, a 21-year-old southpaw out of Fairfield, Connecticut. And now Kenny Castillo will make his way out to the mound to rework things over with Braden Quinn. As we have the stoppage in action, Quinn 1-0. No decisions so far on the year. Four innings of work, two hits, no earned runs, six strikeouts so far on the year for Braden Quinn. Last time we saw him was against Fresno last week. He picked up his first professional win in that ball game where he went two innings of work and two hits, no earned runs, and three strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Braden Quinn. The breaking ball that misses upstairs for ball one, 1-1. It'll be Wilman Diaz, Eduardo Guerrero, and Elijah Hainline, the batters that will face off against Quinn to begin the frame. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball over to third. Ruben Santana, a backhander, is tossed to first base. Is in time for out number one. Ride pitching has now sat down five straight batters dating back to the E6 that allowed Zaire Hope to get on base. You look outside of that E6, the last time a Quakes player reached base safely was back in the third when Cameron Decker had a RBI single. That was a lone run to come home to score for Rancho in this ball game, and now Quinn's pitch on the way is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Eduardo Guerrero 0-for-2 so far in the ball game with a strikeout looking and a ground out back to the mound in the form of Paredes. That pitch upstairs, ball 2, 2-0. Appeal goes over to the first base umpire, Blake Bison. It's the upcoming 2-0 pitch on the way from Braden Quinn. He holds at the chest. He gets ready for the deal home. Here's his pitch. And that one right at the knees. It's in there for a strike, 2-1. Good pitch on the way from the former UConn Husky. Here's his deal. And that one is in there for a strike, 2-2. You look at his numbers during his time at UConn. 3 years with the Huskies, including 2024, his best year, a 3.63 ERA. Opponents were batting a career low 249. This ball is grounded over to second, where it'll be fielded by Chrysantis. It's tossed to first base in time. There's now two down in the inning as Elijah Hainline gets ready to step up to the plate. A lot of career best numbers during his time at UConn in 2024. 44 and two-thirds innings of work. year where he struck out 67 batters, 22 walks. Pitch on the way from Quinn, and that one is in there for a strike. The count now 0-1 with two away. Brandon Quinn, the second lowest ERA on the team. As he gets ready for the 0-1 pitch, ground ball over to short. Moreno will charge in. He'll take it at the letters. He'll toss to first base right on time and on the target. And it is a three-up, three-down frame. Brandon Quinn forces three ground balls to get him into inning number eight. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the eighth inning. Angel Ortiz, Drew Jones to lead things off. Kenny Castillo and Ben McLaughlin. Angel Ortiz called out on the batter's interference to end inning number seven. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Drew Jones. Tries to go opposite field, and instead he fouls that one off to the right side, so the count will move to 1-1. Drew Jones, 1-for-4 in yesterday's ball game with a single. He's looking to keep his seven-game hitting streak alive as he's trying to dump that one into right field. A long run for the right fielder, Jose Mesa, and he has just enough time to make the grab for out number one. New pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho is Felix Cabrera. This pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Felix Cabrera so far in 2024. That pitch outside for ball one, 1-0, 6-4 with a 5.90 ERA. 42 strikeouts and 31 walks so far this year for the Southpaw. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and once again, Castillo fouled that one backwards, 1-1. Cabrera, 6'3", 170, the 22-year-old Southpaw out of Costanza, Dominican Republic. 1-1 with one away. The upcoming pitch on the way to Castillo, and that one is a swing and a miss on a pitch outside, strike number two. Kenny Castillo, 22 hits against Rancho this year. That is tied for the most by any player on this Rawhide team. The only player who has more is Anderson Rojas with 22 as well. 1-2 pitch on the way from Cabrera. And Kenny will foul that one off the catcher, Carlos Rojas. Now Ben McLaughlin waiting on deck. He struck out three times as well in this ball game. And him and Yancel Luis have struck out that many times here in tonight's game. 1-2 with one away. The home plate umpire, Reginald Webb, will make his way back behind home plate. And this top half of the eighth inning. We'll get ready to go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization here in just a moment. We're out in Tri-City. The Dust Devils currently have a 5-2 lead over the Hillsboro Hops in the top of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, the Midland Rockhounds defeated the Amarillo Sod Poodles earlier today. Final score 5-2. 1-2 with one away. Here comes the deal from Cabrera. That one's off the inside part of the bat. It'll be fielded by Diaz. It's tossed to first base in time. And there's now two down in the inning as it brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Lastly, at the AAA level, the Reno Aces and El Paso Chihuahuas currently knotted up 3-3 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. So Ben McLaughlin gets ready to dig in at the major league level out in San Francisco. The D-backs currently a 3-0 lead over the San Francisco Giants. No balls and a strike with two away. Felix Cabrera stares down Ben McLaughlin. Here's the pitch home, and that one is lasered off to the left side, and the count is now 0-2. Ben McLaughlin looking to avoid being struck out for the fourth time in this ball game. He's already been struck out four times in this series. 0-2, a two-way. Here comes the deal home, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-2. Ruben Santana awaits on deck. It'll likely be Braden Quinn stepping out to the mound for inning number eight with no action currently brewing in the Rawhide bullpen. 1-2, a two down. Here's Cabrera's pitch, and that one is way outside for ball two. Well, it kind of just stuck onto the fingertips of Cabrera and ends up sailing it back to the backstop. Cabrera's last outing was against San Jose on Sunday in a ballgame where he went an inning of work and struck out two batters. The pitch on the way to McLaughlin, and that one is inside for ball three, 3-2. You look at the month of August for Cabrera, 1-1 with a 6.30 ERA. He appeared in nine games in the month of August. Payoff pitch on the way, outside ball four. McLaughlin will get on base for the first time in this ballgame as it'll bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by CLA's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. It is the sixth Rawhide walk of the night. And now you got Ruben Santana at the plate, who is 0-3 so far in the ballgame. First pitch on the way. It's a breaking ball that barely misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Ruben Santana, five doubles so far this season against Rancho, tied for the most by Rawhide player. The 1-0 deal on the way from Cabrera. That one is outside. As Carlos Rojas has to stab his hand at that ball to keep it from sailing to the backstop. 2-0, a two-way. Cabrera stares down Santana. Glance over at first where McLaughlin's being held on. And now that pitch is on the inside corner. Strike one, 2-1. Two and one with two way. Ruben Santana gets ready for the deal. Working from the left side is Cabrera. And that one misses once again inside ball three, 3-1. Santana batting .216 so far on the year. They're looking to give the Rawhide a couple more insurance runs late in the ballgame as this one has popped up on the right side. Will likely end up landing into the bleachers. End up landing in the crowd, but ricochet back into the field of play. So no catch for the fans. And we'll have another payout pitch coming up right now. McLaughlin drew a walk on the full count. We'll see what Santana's able to do right here with Anderson Rojas awaiting on deck. 3-2, a two-way. Here comes the pitch from Cabrera, and that one has sailed into center field. It's a line drive, a diving effort by Eduardo Quintero, and he makes the play, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Braden Quinn will make his way back out to the mound. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Rawhide just needs six more outs to close out this ball game. That's Kenny Castillo make his way over to the Rawhide dugout with apparent discomfort. So it'll be Adrian De Leon, the new catcher in the ball game for Visalia. Castillo has dealt with some discomfort on that glove side hand so far in this series. We saw yesterday when Nate Savino was on the mound, two pitches hit his inside palm and knock his glove off, and you wonder if that's still a problem in today's ball game. So as a result, Castillo is out, De Leon is in, and it wasn't until the very latter half of that pitching change, or in the changeover, that De Leon switched with Kenny Castillo. So in a 5-1 ball game here in the bottom of the eighth, Braden Quinn will get ready for his first pitch of the at-bat. Bunt sign shown, it is pulled back, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1. Eduardo Quintero so far in this ballgame, he is 1-for-3 with a single, a flyout, and a groundout. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike as well. Four-run ballgame. You wonder if Alexis Lobano will be a pitcher to get ready, or will the Rawhide use a guy like Edgar Isaiah to close out this game? Swing and a miss, and Braden Quinn has his first strikeout of the ballgame. And there's now one down in the inning as Zaire Hope gets ready to step up to the plate. A strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Seven strikeouts on the night for Rawhide pitching. Zaire so far in this ballgame, he is 1-for-3. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. So we mentioned earlier, Zaire Hope, an 11th round draft pick out of high school in 2023 to the Chicago Cubs. Remember, he would eventually be traded to the LA Dodgers earlier this year on January 11th. As a swing and a miss for Hope, now 1-1. It was part of the trade that sent Michael Bush and Yency Almonte to the Cubs in exchange for the left-hander Jackson Ferris and Zaire Hope. One ball, one strike with one away. Hope will get ready for the deal, looking for his second hit of the night. And looking to slowly claw back into this ball game for the Quakes as they'll take a breaking ball downstairs for bowl 2-2-1. Last year in the Arizona Complex League, during his time with the Cubs organization, he batted 286 through 35 at-bats. 2-1 with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is inside. And Hope has to dodge out of the way of that pitch. It was coming inside at the ear flap. Hope nearly going halfway down the first base line before he gets ready to dig back into the batter's box. 3-1 with one away here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. Now Braden Quinn will step off the mound before getting ready for the pitch. And now it's going to be a pitch clock violation against Quinn. So Zaire Hope will draw the batter violation walk. It'll be the third time in this ballgame that he's able to get on base. Second time safely. And now bring up Cameron Decker to the plate in a ballgame where he is 1-for-3. Cameron Decker, an RBI single in his previous at-bat. Decker has flown out and he's struck out so far in this ballgame. With one down, here's the pitch. Half swing by Decker. Does he go around? He does. And the count is now 0-1. Visalia in the top half of the ninth inning. They'll have Anderson Rojas, Yancel Luis, and Christopher Torin do up in the inning. 0-1 with one away. Here's the pitch from Quinn. And that one is swung on and missed once again. The count now 0-2. Brandon Quinn led UConn with 29 appearances out of the bullpen in 2024 while logging a career high in both strikeouts and innings pitched, 44 and two-thirds and 67 strikeouts. And he'll have a strikeout right here for his second of the ball game. Two down in the frame brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. Oh yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So you got Jose Mesa at the plate who struck out swinging, and he's gone on via a fielder's choice in this ball game, and he'll take that one right down the middle for strike number one. Jose Mesa hitless so far this week. He's 0-for-6. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way from Quinn, and that one is downstairs for a ball. It is 1-1. 6:30 first pitch Thursday through Saturday before the season finale on Sunday with a 2 o'clock first pitch right here from Lone Mart Field. One ball, one strike with two away. Braden Quinn holds at the chest. Here comes the deal home. And that one is high and outside for ball 2-1. Samuel Munoz awaits on deck. He's been struck out twice so far in this ball game. Two balls and a strike with two away. Quinn glances over at first base where Zaire Hope. And that one now downstairs as well for ball 3-1. 2 hours and 15 minutes gone by in tonight's ball game. One day removed from the shortest ball game of the season. 1 hour and 59 minutes to previous shortest game. 2 hours and 9 minutes. 3-1 pitch on the way from Quinn. And that one fouled backwards. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and two away. So far this year, we have seen a 1 hour and 59-minute ball game and a 4 hour and 6-minute ball game on June 21st against Lake Elsinore, a ball game that went 14 innings. 3-2 pitch on the way. That one has popped up on the right side. McLaughlin will give it a look before it goes up into the crowd. 11-10 ball game was the opening game of the second half of the season. A ball game that Dodger manager Dave Roberts' son Cole picked up the win in that ball game, and the Hall of Fame closer Trevor Hoffman's son Wyatt suffered the loss. That ball is shot into left center field. Backwards is Anderson Rojas, and he'll be there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the final frame here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now!
Lysalia looking to add on a couple insurance runs here in the top half of the ninth inning. The Anderton Rojas to lead things off. The first pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs. Ball one, 1-0. Anderton Rojas, Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin do appear in the inning. Felix Cabrera remains on the mound. Rojas tries to go opposite field. He does. A diving effort by Munoz, unable to make the play. Rojas around second base. He's thinking three. Here comes a relay throw, and it is not in time. It is a leadoff triple from Anderton Rojas. Samuel Munoz, a diving effort, unable to make the play. Hat falls off, and they're all 90 feet away from making this a five-run ball game. So it's Rojas' first hit of the night, as it now brings up Yancel Luis to the plate in a ball game where he struck out four separate times tonight. Here comes the deal home. Luis will rip that one down the left field line, but he'll pull it far left. And the count now 0-1. Luis last Thursday, a ball game with a triple and two walks. A ball game that Visalia would ultimately go on to lose, final score 11-2. A handful of base running errors early in the ball game allowed for the separation between Fresno and Visalia. 1-1 with no outs. Here comes the deal home. And Luis watches that one missing the dirt for ball two. 2-1. Yancel Luis had a leadoff triple to begin that ball game. He would be gunned out at home plate. That would be one of three really miscues on the base paths. That pitch on the way to Luis. And that one's in there for a strike. 2-2. Drew Jones would be caught stealing over at second base in inning number four. Two goals, two strikes, and no outs. Well, he's trying to contribute right here in the late stages of the ballgame. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball three, 3-2. Visalia looking to get runners on the corners here in the top half of the ninth inning. You got Torin who awaits on deck. 3-2 pitch on the way. And that one has popped up to the right side. It is a long run for the first baseman, Cameron Decker, who will ultimately end up running out of room as that one will bounce over to the Quakes Cantina. Three balls, two strikes, and no outs. Visalia looking to improve to 36-26 in the second half. 10 games above 500 and improved to 65-62 overall. Pitch inside, ball four. And Luis will take that one inside. So runners on the corners now. Brings up Torin to the plate. That one brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Wilson A little slow jogging down to that first base line. He's dealt with some lower body discomfort so far over the last couple of days, and hope that that is, does not continue to be a problem for the young Rawhide infielder. Montrancoso make his way out to the mound. This mound is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Trancoso will make his way back over to the Quakes dugout as we're ready to resume play once again. Back-to-back base runners have gotten on base to begin the frame. Anderson Rojas' triple and Yancel Luis' walk. Infield plays in for the Quakes. Here comes the deal home to Taurine, and he's out in front of that one, 0-1. Rye trying to get at a slam range right now with just one swing of the bat from Taurine. We've seen one sack fly in this ballgame. It was Anderson Rojas back in the fourth. 0-1 pitch on the way, and Taurine gets a piece of that one. He fouls it backwards, 0-2. Five-one ball game here in the top half of the ninth inning. Taurine quickly behind the count, 0-2. Here's the deal home. Luis in motion, and Taurine all upper body there. He fouls that one off to the right side. Taurine got on base twice in yesterday's ball game, three times today, and looking to make it a fourth right here and potentially load the bases or bring home a run. No balls, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes the deal home, and that one is inside corner. Strike three called, and Taurine has struck out for the first time in his ball game, and now bringing up Dimitri Crisantes to the plate. So Dimitri Crisantes, he's 1-for-2 so far in the ball game with a single and a strikeout. Crisantes is looking for his 39th RBI of the year. Cabrera holds at the belt. Here's his deal home. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner, but it misses for ball one, 1-0. With Luis dealing with that injury, you wonder if Ride would be aggressive enough to try to put him into scoring position on a stolen base. 1-0 with one down. Here's the deal home. And Crisantes watches that pitch miss outside for ball two, 2-0. Crisantes looking to get on base for the fourth time in this ballgame. He's reached on two walks and a single. He scored one run so far in this ballgame, one of the five Rawhide runs. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Demetrio. And that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 2-1. A 444 on-base percentage for Dimitrio so far this year. 2-1 with one away. The pause at the belt from Cabrera. Held the pickoff attempt at first, and Luis is able to walk back over to first base. Anderson Rojas stands 90 feet away from home at third. Yancel Luis over at first base. 2-1 with one away. Here comes the deal. And Crisantes tries to lift that one opposite field, and instead it is now 2-2. He's trying to lift it into right center. It's Crisantes trying to make it a difficult throw home for a speedy Anderson Rojas over at third base, who's got 33 stolen bases this year. Two balls, two strikes with one away. A glance at first base. Here comes the deal home. There's going to be a pitch clock violation here. Felix Cabrera caught up with Yancel Luis bouncing around over at first base, so now the count will go full. So Demetri has a chance now to load the bases right here with just one pitch. 3-2 with one away from the left side. Another pickoff attempt at first base. And Luis, for the second time, he's able to just step his foot on the bag. Not much movement required. 3-2 with one away. A pause at the belt here for Cabrera. The deal home, and Dimitro fouled that one off to the left side once again. show. In the bottom half of the ninth inning, it'll be Samuel Munoz, Carlos Rojas, Wilman Diaz. That is 5, 6, and 7 for the Quakes in the final frame of the night. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's the pitch to Crisantes, called strike 3 on the outside corner. It is the second time that Crisantes has been caught looking. 2 down in the frame, brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Not much action warming up in the Rawhide bullpen. There's a pitcher standing at the moment, but no throwing at the moment. I wonder if Braden Quinn will close out this ball game in the ninth. We saw Mason Marriott yesterday finish off the ball game for Nate Savino after his 6 innings of work. No balls and a strike with 2 away. Should say 5 innings for Savino last night, 3 for Marriott. 0-1 with 2 away. Here's the deal from Cabrera. Broken back, ground ball over to first base. It'll be scooped up by Cameron Decker. He'll step on first base, and the inning will come to conclusion. 1 hit, no runs, no errors. 2 runners left on base. It'll be Braden Quinn to step on the mound for inning number 9. Visalia is 3 outs away from bringing down the magic number to just 1 more win. We'll see what happens when we come back. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
But you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the ninth inning, and Braden Quinn will get ready to get through 3 innings to finish out this ball game. Wilkin Prady started the night, 6 innings of work, 5 hits, and 1 earned run in tonight's ball game. 6 strikeouts and no walk for Prady's, and all Braden Quinn needs is 3 strikeouts to get the Rawhide within 1 game of a playoff spot. It is a 5-1 ball game here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. First pitch on the way from Quinn, and that one is low for ball 1-0. It'll be Samuel Munoz, Carlos Rojas, Wilman Diaz due up in the inning. That is 5, 6, and 7. 1 ball, no strikes, and no outs. Munoz batting .231 so far on the year. Here's Quinn's pitch. That one's upstairs. Ball 2, 2-0. Alexis Lobano is up in the Rawhide pen at the moment, doing a very light toss with another pitcher at the moment for Visalia. But no throwing to a catcher at the moment. Is down to that pitch. Misses upstairs for ball 3, 3-0. Lobano last week 3-for-3 in save opportunities with 5 strikeouts against the Fresno Grizzlies. 3-0 and no outs. Quinn gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch upstairs. Ball 4. 4-pitch walk to Samuel Munoz. So a leadoff base runner here will bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia is number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Fresno didn't make it easy in any of the 4 wins that the Rawhide had to close out. And Rancho's not going to make it any easier with their season on the line. 5-1 game. Quinn holds at the chest. Here's a deal home. It is outside. Ball one. Five straight balls to open up this ninth inning. 33 pitches, 19 strikes for Quinn. 1-0 and no outs. A small lead over at first for Munoz. Here's the deal, and that is the first strike of the inning. It is 1-1. Carlos Rojas, 6 hits last week. It was top 3 for most hits last week by a Rancho player against San Jose. The 1-1 deal on the way, and that one has popped up to the right side. Not enough to stay in the yard. It is 1-2. You look at this bottom half of the orders, batter 6 and below, 2 of them with a base hit, Carlos Rojas and Elijah Hanlein. 1-2, and no outs. The hold at the chest for Quinn. Here's the deal home. Downstairs, ball 2-2. Rancho just needs to load the bases for a potential game-tying batter to step up to the plate. 2-2, no outs. Here's the deal home, and that one is lifted into left center field. Anderson Rojas on the run, and he's able to make the grab 6 inches above the outfield grass. One down here in the inning. A well-struck ball by Carlos Rojas, but he had the two fastest players on the Rawhide team out in left and in center field. So now it brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate in a ball game where he's 0-3 so far tonight. Wilman Diaz has flown out, grounded out, and lined out. He was the first victim of a ground ball out from Braden Quinn, who got 3 ground outs in inning number 7. That one's lifted into right field. Not much movement for Angel Ortiz required. He's underneath it for the grab. There's 2 down in the inning. And Visalia that much closer to that playoff spot. And bring up Eduardo Guerrero to the plate. Guerrero has struck out and he's grounded out twice in this ball game. 5-1 ball game. Visalia has been out hit in this ball game. 5-4. The Quakes have also committed 2 errors compared to Visalia's 1. Quinn holds at the chest. Here's the deal home, and that one's in there for a strike. 0-1 right across the Quakes' letters across the chest. Eduardo Guerrero batting an even 200 on the season. 0-1 with 2 away. Here's the pitch from Quinn upstairs. Ball 1, 1-1. Guerrero struck out looking in the second, and since then he's grounded out twice. 1-1 with 2 away. Quinn stares down Guerrero, who gets the sign from DeLeon. 1-1 pitch on the way. Fouled off to the right side. 1-2. And Visalia just needs 1 more strike. 1-2 with 2 away. Eduardo Guerrero 1-3 in yesterday's ball game with a single. 1-2, 2 away. Quinn will stare down Guerrero. Here's the pitch home. Upstairs. Ball 2-2. A runner on first, Elijah Hanlein awaits on deck if Guerrero is able to get on base. Braden Quinn looking to seal the deal right here. 2-2 with 2 away. Here's the deal home, and that one has popped off to the right side, up and out of play. Rancho not going down without a fight here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Over 2.5 hours of baseball gone by, and the Rawhide are 1 strike away from closing out game 2 of the series. 2-2 with 2 away. Here's the pitch from Quinn. Right down the middle. Strike 3 called. And that is the ball game. And Visalia, 1 more win to clinch their first playoff appearance since 2019. Final score, Visalia, 5 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 1 run, Five hits and two errors, all smiles on the Rawhide players as they make their way back to the Rawhide dugout. And tomorrow night, a chance for history right here at Lone Mart Field with Adonis Perez on the mound for the Rawhide. We'll step aside. When we come back, we will break down this ball game and we'll get you ready for a potential history-making night here in Rancho. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
All right, fans, there are four games left to go in the season, and you can take a little bit of sigh of relief. The Rawhide just need one more win over the next four games to clinch a spot in the 2024 California League postseason as the Rawhide defeat the Quakes here on this Wednesday night. Final score 5-1. Let's take a look at tonight's ball game. Visalia wouldn't score a run until the fourth inning. It'd be the Quakes to get on the board for the second straight game. They'd be the first team to score. It was a 1-0 at the end of three innings of work. It would be an RBI single from Cameron Decker, one of three hits in inning number three. But Visalia would answer back in a big way in the top half of the fourth inning. They'd bring up nine batters to the plate, four runs on two hits, two errors, and two runners left on base. The first run to come home to score was Christopher Torin after Drew Jones grounded into an E1. It would be one of two errors against Cam Day in today's ball game. So Visalia at the end of four is a 4-1 ball game. The Rawhide would tack on one more run in the top half of the fifth inning thanks to an RBI groundout from Drew Jones that would score Christopher Torin. So at the end of five innings of work, Visalia led the ball game 5-1. There would be no more scoring for the rest of the night. What an outing for Wilkin Prades. It's now six straight outings where he's gone at least five innings of work. Prades, six innings of work, five hits, one earned run, six strikeouts, and no walks for the Rawhide Southpaw. And then the former UConn Husky, Braden Quinn, checked into the ball game, three innings of work, three strikeouts and two walks. He received his first professional save in a Rawhide uniform. Winning pitcher tonight, Wilkin Prady, 6-5. Cam Day suffers a loss. He's now 5-6. Meanwhile, Braden Quinn receives a save. He's still yet to give up a run in three outings in a Rawhide uniform. We'll get ready to step aside. When we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town and scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for a potential playoff clinching game tomorrow night. Final score tonight, Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready to wrap things up here on this Wednesday night. Rawhide, one more win is all they've needed. This is a Rawhide team who's played over 124 games here in 2024. And tonight, or tomorrow night, could be the night that they return to the postseason for the first time since 2019. Taking a look around the rest of the California League here on this Wednesday night. Out in Fresno, the San Jose Giants, a 10-5 lead over the Fresno Grizzlies. That ball game is currently in the top half of the eighth inning. Meanwhile, at John Thurman Field in Modesto, the Nuts currently have a 4-3 lead over the Stockton Ports in the bottom of the eighth. And then the final in San Manuel Stadium, a 7-4 win for the Lake Elsinore Storm. That is a team who looks red hot at the moment, and it is going to be a difficult task to climb for either Visalia or Rancho when they play them next week in the first round of the California League playoffs. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, only one other game in action at the moment. Out in Tri-City, the Dust Devils defeat the Hillsboro Hops, final score 5-2. At the AA level, the Midland Rockhounds defeat the Amarillo Sod Poodles, final score 5-2. The Rockhounds committed 12 hits in the ballgame. Meanwhile, for Amarillo, they had 6 in tonight's ballgame. And then lastly, out in Reno, all knotted up 6-6 in the top half of the ninth inning against the El Paso Chihuahuas. At the major league level, in the top half of the ninth inning, the Arizona Diamondbacks currently have a 6-2 lead over the San Francisco Giants out at Oracle Park. It is the Arizona Diamondbacks team who currently finds themselves 5-6 games back of the LA Dodgers, third place in the NL West, right behind the San Diego Padres. Talking about tomorrow's ballgame, it'll be a matchup between Adonis Perez and the right-hander Christian Zazueta. Both those two pitchers have been very familiar with both sides of the ball, so they'll get ready tomorrow night before the Rawhide will go to the right-handed platoon. Starting Friday night, Casey Anderson with Daniel Nunez Saturday, and then Danny Lorando to close things out on the season finale on Sunday afternoon. But one final time tonight, Visalia, 5 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors. Wilkin Prades improves to 6-5 with a 5.49 ERA. Cam Day falls to 5-6 with a 4.68 ERA. And then Braden Quinn receives his first professional save with the Rawhide. It took us 2 hours and 32 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 946 fans. Tomorrow night, it's a 6:30 first pitch. That means pregame will get started at 6:20 p.m. And if you got nothing going on tomorrow night, make the 3.5-hour drive. Come out to Lone Mart Field. Be loud. Come support this Rawhide team, because it has been a thing in the making for the last 5 years that the Rawhide looked to return to the postseason. It's been a great year, both on and off the field, and the Rawhide looking to keep up with this memorial, with this historic season, and get ready to go to the postseason tomorrow night against Rancho. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. One more win, Rawhide fans. That's all it takes to return to the postseason. We'll talk tomorrow night at 6:20 p.m. Until then, Visalia 5-1 winners against Rancho Cucamonga. Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.